2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, 10.
So these are the people who are sat 3/4 of the way toward the back, because I can't see you. Come and sit in row 2, please. Don't all rush at once. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
says he has no need for me to go through this anymore. Others say that when we have taken evidence in seminars on this subject in the past couple of years, particularly in the run up to producing Catarina Mendoza's I think some of us have been shocked by the scores and the conditions of some people have been taken simply for acceptable and sort of opportunity for us to start to build on what we've done and come to some clear conclusions and recommendations of our commission. So let me now introduce
thank you very much. I'm the Council of the Professor in Human Law and Migration Law at the University of the Netherlands, and at the same time, also a position representative in the Committee for Migration for the UNHCR. And I will ask you to tell you some of the observations of this CPD with respect to the detention of asylum seekers and the immigrant Well, over the last few decades, the European countries have been confronted with massive inflow of asylum seekers in the international
migrants,
and as a consequence, the number of foreign nationals are held in detention, and the daily inflow has increased rapidly. In places where asylum seekers and convicted migrants are being detained, the provision on the right of the territory of the state, migrants refused entry into the country and children may be held at fences or zones of airports, ports, or other border holding facilities. And migrants applying for asylum may be held in special reception centers. Centers, in order to accommodate them, while the application for asylum is being considered by the immigration authorities. Asylum seekers whose applications are rejected and other migrants without arrest permits, we call them illegal migrants, may be detained in a variety of serving settings. And in all of the Council of Europe countries, these places are regarded as institutions on which various services are in use. Among these services are detention facilities, detention, holding, reception, exclusion, or removal service. And in several countries there are special detention centers for these evacuated migrants. But most of the countries accommodate them in police stations with detention institutions like command centers and prisons or in transit stores. And the combination of various institutions does occur in many countries as well. The Committee for the Prevention of Torture in the Human and Creative Human Prevention, the CPD, in many reports explicitly stressed that foreigners detained under any legislation should not be considered as criminals or treated as such. For that reason, administrative detainees should not be detained together with one or certain persons, nor be subject to the same restrictions. However, daily practice shows disinformation. Investigation of the detention conditions and different voting rates for foreigners reveals several similarities to this ordinary presence. Certain countries apply the same detention legislation to remote or certain persons, as well as the foreigners detained under any daily legislation. In other countries, the legal position may be based on taking for the state media, as they are required to secure safeguards. In the court positions, the CPD uses both place of detention for effective migrants, which I don't think is suitable. For example, place that left independent external control, the left for greater cities of independent and impartial government, the second to the left for the medical care. Looking at every innovation of attention to the Agency's law, these practices should be considered particularly when justified and necessary in many circumstances, even constitute ill treatment and violation of climate change in the Convention. The city considers that the fundamental safeguards for persons in care of law enforcement agencies would be reinforced if a single and comprehensive question record were to be kept for each person detained, in which could be recorded all aspects of this or her custody, and all action taken in relation to it. For example, time and reason for the immigration hurt when the person arrived at the establishment of the law enforcement agency, when he was informed of his rights, were signs of injury, were health problems, was a mental disorder, when was involved the food office, when was he interviewed, what were contacted in the nurse's room, what were visited by the next clinic, by the lawyer or a doctor or a consular official, then was he captured, then was he brought before a prosecutor, and then was he demanded in custody for release and many other aspects. In order to strengthen the fundamental rights and safeguards of persons held under the provision of the alien's law, all persons held under the alien's administration, wherever they are convicted, should have protected grounds as from the very master of the immigration ability to perform relative surprise or surprise of their choice, to inform them of their situation. They should also have protected right of access to law as from the very master of the immigration ability and at all stages of the proceedings. They should also be fully informed of the situation, their rights and the procedures applicable to them. And in this context, an up-to-date printed form of verbal and elective spoken languages should be distributed according to the CPT to them as a very parcel of the intervention ability. They should also be kept informed as to the progress of the case. And in this context, the CPT in many reports has stressed even when outside authorities have been contracted to help foreign detainees, this does not discharge the state from its responsibility to provide information and assistance to such persons. Special arrangements should be made for persons detained in the alien administration to be able to see a lawyer, doctor, a representative of an NGO, and where appropriate, family members or other persons close to them. Organized persons must be made aware of the right of contact attended in that commission. To avoid misunderstandings, staff in detention centers should be informed that foreign nationals may only give up this right if they make a written request to that effect. And the city considers also that the families, for example, resident, the wife of children, and the parents of the private facility and the baby's administration. Every effort should be made to avoid the spirit of the family, for the many times it's still the case. This is CPT's view that it is in the interest of both inmates and staff that clear disciplining procedures be formally established and applied in practice as a social service. Any great areas involve the risk of an unofficial and uncontrolled system development. These procedures provide detainees with the right to be heard on civil offences which they are alleged to have committed and to appeal to independent authority against any sanctions imposed. And depending on the different legal conditions and institutional arrangements to be found within each of the countries concerned, such an authority may either be a judge or another institution such as ombudsman or officials. On a number of occasions, CPT delegations have observed the practice of concluding an act of remuneration detainees whenever they are moved outside their accommodation. In the CPT view, there is no justification for this. All sand and yellow trim rinses to avoid the spark sources of any compression, crush or fire. However, since the existing delegations have made a condition that these working health detention and restrict disproportionate detention regimes, although they have committed no criminal offence and have only been placed in their order, did their identity and nationality identification be checked or whilst awaiting removal. Particular concern is to express the suspect in detention of foreign nationals in holding facilities under conditions that are inadequate for prolonged periods of detention. And this is especially the case in respect of foreign offending holding facilities and police stations. The foreign nationals detained in these premises are often subject to poor material conditions of detention, deprived of any form of activity and on occasion rights to share cells with criminal suspects. This alternates the basic principle that centers of detention of foreigners should provide accommodation which is effectively privileged, clean and in good state of repair, offering sufficient living space for the members of both. As regards to chief activities, the CPT recommends that all detainees in the Canadian administration should spend a large proportion of the day outside their cells. The receipt activities should include outdoor exercise of at least 1 hour per day, including aggregates, as well as other appropriate means of recreation, such as appropriate tables and television, radio, heating materials, and access to internet. The longer the period for which persons are detained, the more developed should be the activities that are offered to them. And third, specific provisions should be made to ensure that children and juveniles are offered activities suited to their age. The responsible authorities should recognize that dealing with infection techniques in a professional, humane, personal way requires effective management and good interpersonal and technical skills by staff in detention premises. For this reason, it is important that staff should be carefully selected, properly trained, paid a professional salary, have adequate career conditions, and receive respected status in society. As well as possessing multilateral qualities in the field of interpersonal communication, the staff concerned should be familiarized with the different approaches of identities, and at least some of them should have developed language skills. Furthermore, they should be taught to recognize possible symptoms of stress reactions faced by detained persons, whether also prevented or induced by social cultural changes, and to take appropriate action. Staff with limited knowledge of foreign languages and no access to the cultural mediator or interpreter will inevitably be confronted with difficult situations. And in the opinion of the CPT, persons working in detention centers and other detention premises for asylum seekers and evicted migrants should know properly carry trenches, tear gas canisters, and lanterns to the detention areas as a matter of being in detention centers. It is deemed necessary for staff to be armed with such devices and specifically clearly defined circumstances, they should be hidden from view. The length of detention provided by local service states combined with the lack of information about the progress of the individual case and the consequent uncertainty estimate effect, as well as the cumulative effect of poor material conditions, the lack of purposeful activities, the general lack of information, in particular, uncertainty about the removal process which is necessary for the future. Factors to be considered both in memory and combination contribute to the tendency's feeling of helplessness and abandonment in detention of an indefinite and prolonged detention. The significant symptoms of anxiety, depression, or also rapid stress disorder worsen with time spent in detention to improve upon release. Long-lasting, serious deterioration in the mental health of the detainee also brings about risk of personal damage, permanent damage. situation could be considered to be tantamount to the human and degraded dream, and this is our version of practical dream. To get to ask you that the CPT force and intention of the Americans does not mean that the CPT denies the right of member states to be by a foreigner of the Senate in order to prevent its return or removal to a country of origin. But the point of the CPT is to only be justified as loss of source, as the word also is more than under the condition that alternative non-historical measures, which are available in member states, seriously have been taken into account. The measure to retain the record market is only acceptable if it can be shown conclusively that this measure is necessary to protect the essential public interest and that no other less specific perspectives and methods of achieving these aims are likely to be effective. In this respect, it is clear to me of a binding, comprehensive European history, setting out the minimum standards to safeguards for the application and enforcement of the administrative intention of the electoral markets. As long as such an instrument is standing, many 10,000 electoral markets per year run the risk to be subjected to administrative intention without sufficient protection to the risk to be treated in a way that can be considered as being inhuman or degrading. Thank you for your attention.
Thank you. Com a Espanha, Itália, Malta ou Grécia, foi preciso construir um grande all the other things.
Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. something we want to come up with. Those who are yet to be un recours devant un tribunal quand ils se trouvent en situation d'arrestation en détention. C'est le droit à réparation quand ils sont victimes d'arrestation ou de détention illégale. Le droit d'être traité avec humanité et avec le respect de la dignité inhérente à la personne humaine et de la liberté culturelle quand ils sont illégaux. Donc, par rapport aux différents rapports que nous avons assimilés et animés, beaucoup d'États ont commencé des réformes très importantes au niveau de leur législation pour pouvoir améliorer justement le système de détention et de rétention. Nous avons beaucoup d'États qui ont initié des réformes législatives qui sont bien pour améliorer les conditions de détention et de rétention, de la réhabilitation des centres de détention et de rétention des migrants, visant l'amélioration des conditions de fonctionnement et de vie, et aussi de l'établissement des systèmes de rétention et de transfert des étrangers dans des centres de rétention. Ce qui permet notamment de connaître le nombre des étrangers placés dans chaque centre. Par rapport à chaque fois aux éléments que nous demandons au stade de renforcer, des fonctions de contrôle et de détention des migrants qui ne sont pas toujours faites par les autorités habilitées par la loi. Ce sont des producteurs de migrants qui sont arrêtés sans nombre. S'ils ne sont pas en mesure de présenter leur identité, ils sont placés en détention et parfois torturés ou soumis à de mauvais traitements. Nous faisons ce constat de tous les migrants qui sont arrêtés pour avoir enfin une disposition relative aux migrations ne sont pas toujours détenus séparément de personnes condamnées ou prévenues. Et aussi, bien sûr, le manque d'informations et de statistiques sur les migrants en détention en détention.
O sul, 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 o s Jak som svedčil s Matým 6. hlavným svojim prísť, to sú tie prvé, tie M, to sú to, za to sa spomínim, to sa spomínim. Tak je to tým spôr, taj spôr, spôr,
a ostatní spolu, Thank you.
considered response to what we have heard from the Lord. Do we agree with that? No. There are those who are attracted to God, but they're all available outside.
Thank you.
Grazie.